Hi, this is Joni Sarita on Bermaga Farm. We're in Bermaga Farm Studios, and my husband and I are here, and we are proud guardians of Bermaga Farm on 16 acres. We have lots of animals and our flowers and plants, and we're very into healing and very into educating people about what we're doing on the farm. And we're really excited because today we have our first podcast guest, and her name is Paige Harlow. And I love Paige because we met like 5 years ago or maybe a little bit more than that. And we met through a mutual friend. But what I love about Paige is her sincereness and her warmth and her heart and her love for art, and she's a writer as well. And we got together right now, and we're working on a project together. Actually, Paige is doing her art form jewelry for Bermaga Farm that has a lot of energetic healing behind it. And so we wanted to talk about that. But meanwhile, hi, Paige.
Hello. Hi, Joni.
It's great. I'm so excited that you're here. I really am. I think it's wonderful.
I'm excited too. I feel so official.
Oh, you are very honored. We are very honored, and you're honored by the universe to be here. And what I wanted to ask you is, for people who are listening out there who are really interested, what inspired you to be an artist? And
I just think I've always loved art. Mm-hmm. And I've loved poetry, and I just started out writing poetry and reading and painting, and all my life I just enjoy it. I just need that outlet.
Where are you from?
I'm from Oregon originally.
Oh,
I was raised in Oregon. Then I lived in Vermont for like 13 years, and now I'm back.
That's cool. Did you notice that, like, being in Oregon versus being in Vermont, because they're different landscapes, did that affect like your writing or your artwork or inspire you in different ways?
Well, when I went to Vermont, I got my master's degree in fine arts at mm-hmm. Vermont College, and that really changed my perspective. I mean, I became more educated, but I also felt like I lost some joy in my writing because of it's so critical and critique and mm-hmm. competitive that I like it when it's just more free.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not like that's, I don't know if you call me a dilettante, but I like to enjoy it. And that's the most important thing to me.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point you bring up, because even in like farming or growing your own herbs and producing your own products, the world has just totally made everything overproduced, and everybody's selling this and everyone's selling that, and it's pushing to sell, and it's almost like the soul of taking from the small farmers, which once were too corporate, there's no soul in it anymore. And so that's why I am a big advocate for mom and pop farms and the small farmer for sustainability.
Absolutely.
And the pets and educating people through herbs and animals and things and arts. And I love the fact that you're this artist that comes from an intuitive place. You're it's all inspiration, and you're just on that wavelength, which I love.
That's why when you discussed this idea of, because I just started getting into jewelry, that's a new thing, but the idea of making a collection, because mm-hmm. then the pieces are one of a kind. I can enjoy it, be inspired, and I'm not just mass producing it,
mm-hmm.
because that's not who I am or what I want to mm-hmm. do at all.
Yeah. When you first told me that, you know, I never even thought about that point of view of having offering a collection. And to me, that's almost more valuable, because once it's gone, it's gone.
Right.
So I just think it makes it a bit more special.
Yeah, and I almost got into the numbers, because I really like numbers too. And it was like, Well, I was basing it on off color, the seven chakras, because those are all color and related to different healing energies in your body. And then the numbers, because number 11, it's just, you know, it just helps my brain. And so I thought, if this collection will have 77 various pieces, that is this collection. And then, you know, if I'm inspired to do another one, I'll do another one. But I want it to be a, like all one, but, you know, separate.
What's the number 11? The meaning?
It's well, it's like a special number, like an angel number, or if you like, they, you know, if you look up and it's like 111, it's supposed to be extra special, and that's like a good omen.
Huh?
I just kind of, I don't know if everyone gets into that, but that just seemed kind of cool to me, and could.
Well, I know there's the study of numerology and different, like Kabbalah and different.
And 11 religions. Is kind of special, just as I resonate with that number.
That's awesome.
So,
well, tell us about your collection. I'm really excited
to hear. It's kind of inspired because you were saying animals, and it's about animals and healing, and that's to do with the farm. And I studied chakras about, I guess, 6 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, me and our mutual friend, Ronnie Gallo, I had just lost my husband of almost 30 years. And I, through studying chakras and we were studying Soul Collage with Sina Frost, her book. And there's just happens to be a guided meditation in there to like find a chakra animal, which will help you work with those energies. So we decided to do this, and we really got into it. And so then we each have an animal associated with our chakras that remind us of that energy. Like when you see it, it's just with anything like this, I like to think about, especially like with this collection, if you see that as a symbol, like you have your yellow beaded clip, this, if you're, you know what that means, like it's the third chakra, it's to do with my personal power. And let's see. And, you know, it's about like protection, control, transformation, making choices. It's associated with the stomach. Then like if you have a clip on, you'll be, every time you look at that, you'll think, I want to, you know, put that forward. Like I need to make good choices today, or I have to be courageous today. And just, it's a visual reminder of a deeper spiritual teaching.
I like that. I like the fact that there's a color involved. There's energy behind it, but there's also animals on that charm, and it's a great reminder because it's so easy to forget. It is so easy to forget.
Yes.
I know from myself, being ill in 2017 with leukemia, and then a lot went through my mind thinking, how did I manifest this? How did I make myself sick? Or, you know, it could have been environmental and stuff, but you wonder in your head. And then when you start to get better, thank God.
Yes.
Then you start to say, I don't want to get sick again, so I have to change my ways. But I don't have visual reminders in front of me unless I put like a book out or a card or something like that. So I think that what you've created are these animal charms that are chains that you can put on your purse. You make them so that you have these mini charms you can put on the animals' collars. You have barn charms to where you can put on the barn and hang it there.
Yeah.
And it's these visual reminders as you enter to just honor what you have in the now and slow down and think about all the meanings there. I think it's really important.
And I think that's the value of it. It's like, it's not like this, you know, expensive jewel. I mean, it's a visual reminder of something deeper, and that's bringing it back to making you mindful of that.
Right, right. Now, are you going to have like little cards or something that will explain to people what the colors are? And
I can easily do that, and then that way, it just sort of organizes the collection by color, by chakra. And then it's like, okay, like someone's like, I really need to work on my grounding, or, you know, my voice, or whatever your issue is. And we all have them.
I have a question for you. Like, sometimes if people walk up and they're looking for jewelry, you know, or stones or something like that, they usually find a color or a shape that resonates with them. So when they walk up to your pieces and they, let's say, all of a sudden resonate to this yellow right. charm, then if you read what's behind it, is that when they're attracted to that color, does that mean that they're maybe lacking or maybe overzealous in that chakra?
Probably, yeah. Okay. Because, you know, there's always been people that you've heard of. I like this a long time. I knew this lady who collected, I think it was frogs or turtles. Mm-hmm. And she just had a billion of them. You know, so people are get in these little things. And there's either, there's a reason, there's more to it. And I think when you're attracted to something, it's usually something you have to work on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's interesting. You have two little dogs, don't you?
Yes, Morkies. Buttercup and Dandelion.
How are they doing?
They're good. They're good.
Do they like massages?
They love to be petted, let me tell you. Yeah, they are happiest when they're being held or petted. They're mm-hmm. very much lap dogs.
Do they tell me a little bit about why you decided to pick up these little dogs?
Well, actually, the reason is my boyfriend Larry's ex-wife dog got pregnant, and we had just lost our dogs like 6 months mm-hmm. or longer prior, and she said, well, you want to have this dog, and he of course wanted the dog, and so we had this little beautiful little baby dog. And then somebody else was going to get her brother, but they never showed up. They lost interest. So we got the brother and the sister that way.
So they were meant to be with you guys.
Yeah, they was like meant to be. It wasn't like went out and tried to find him. Or uh-huh. I would have got a rescue dog myself, but mm-hmm. they were like handed over.
Yeah.
Like, here you go.
They're meant to be.
Okay, yeah.
Do they have chakra colors?
they should. I would give, the little one's the more aggressive, then he's more timid. Mm-hmm. Of course, well, he's has to deal with her constantly.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I'm really excited about being able to offer the collection when we do our vendoring this summer. But also another thing is I wanted to let people know that if they wanted to contact you about the meaning or how they can possibly invest in one of your charms for their animals or themselves, right. That would be a good thing. And that also Bermaga Farm will have them on our website, on our products list to be able to sell. And I wanted to let everybody know that we're going to offer a special that if people order one of our comfrey elixirs, that we're going to include a mini charm to go with that elixir, to get that energy out there and share it with the world.
That's awesome.
About your charms.
Well,
and
thank
stuff.
You. That sounds great.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the podcast today, Paige. So, excited.
I'm excited too. People can email me. I think that's.
What is your email address?
It's Paige Harlow, PAIGEHARLOW at gmail.com.
Okay, great. So that's PaigeHarlow@gmail.com. And this is Joni Sarita from Bermaga Farms. And we're all about connecting animals and people and healing together. And art's a big part of that therapy. So yeah. Tune in next time. See you, Paige.
Okay, see you, Joni. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.